It's your primitive is when yet. Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive is when yet.
The J Files on Double J.
Shut it, what?
The dance that you're doing is dumb. How to do it when you're from?
It's Missy Elliott. Let's just have fun. It's hip hop, man. This is hip hop.
Not just one of the best female rappers of all time, she's one of the best rappers of all time, period. Missy, Mr. Mina Elliott, is a one of a kind, a true artist who reshaped the traditional R&B and hip hop sound. Hey, I'm Gab Burke. I produce the J-Files here at Double J, and this is the Missy Elliott J-Files podcast. You'll hear from a very well-known Double J presenter who was obsessed with Missy in the early 2000s, plus how one fan had a lip-sync battle to get your freak on. You'll also hear about Missy's influence on an up-and-coming Australian MC.
She's had a massive impact on me, I guess, partly because of her lyricism, the way she raps on the beat, the stuff she talks about, but mostly because she just seems so comfortable with who she is.
But first, how good are you at rapping along to Work It?
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive is when yet. It's your primitive is when yet. If you got a big...
Hey, this is Peter from Concord West. Is it worth it? Let me work it. Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your dependence where it yet. It's your primitive is worth yet. If you got a big... Let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it.
Thanks, Peter. Solid effort there.
Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah.
The J-Files.
What time is it?
Tonight it's party time. It's party time tonight.
What time is it?
Tonight it's party time. It's party time tonight.
I mean, you gotta think that at that time, you know, everybody was in the little bathing suits and stuff, and you had the big girl come in this trash bag. So ours is totally the opposite, but I think it gave it some kind of balance, and it, you know, created my own lane where I didn't feel like I was clashing, and you know, with nobody else. It was just like, she crazy, but something about her I like. She crazy.
Never slack up or rack up. I leave you fractured on the curb. What you work? Leave you fractured.
Missy Elliott is one of the most innovative, funky, and charismatic artists of our time. And it all started back in the early 90s with an all-female R&B group called Sista. They released one album in 1993 called For All the Sisters Around the World.
Every time I'm with you, you make me feel brand new. Riding on leaves on everything, cause I'm always with you.
And then, of course, Missy teamed up with super producer Timbaland, and the partnership turned out to be incredibly successful.
What's up, Missy? Timbo!
Together, they worked on projects for Aaliyah, Total, Tweet, Ciara, and SWV, to name just a few. They've teamed up with the likes of Jay-Z, Beyoncé, Janet Jackson, Lil Kim, Nas, Eve, Q-Tip, Ginuwine, Ludacris, Fat Man, Scoop, Pharrell Williams, and by no means is that list exhaustive. Timbaland has also produced all six of Missy's solo albums. All right, before we get to that Double J presenter who totally loves Missy Elliott and may or may not have spent certain nights in certain clubs on the dance floor busting a move to Missy, have you ever been in a lip sync battle? Well, Nicole from Southwest Australia has.
Triple J did spin Get Your Freak On. I cranked and started enjoying in my little hatchback. I got to the lights and my 11-year-old son did ask if I could turn it down because he was getting a little bit embarrassed. I turned it down and I could still hear it. The car next to me was also rocking it out.
People sing around, now people gather around, now people jump around.
Receding hair, middle-aged dude, pair of glasses. We caught each other's eye and had a little, little back and forth rap.
Boom, I bet you won that round, Nicole. All right. Let's get to the Double J presenter who loves Missy Elliott and has done so since the early 2000s.
Hey, this is Miff Warhurst. You're listening to the Missy Elliott J-Files on Double J. Missy Elliott is hugely influential because, along with her childhood friend and longtime production buddy Timbaland, Missy redefined rap and hip-hop in the late 90s and pretty much continued to do so with every album she subsequently released. She was a powerhouse of creativity, merging rap, hip-hop, R&B and soul together to create a new future hip-hop sound that not only broke with convention, it broke people's minds. There were other female MCs when Missy arrived on the scene, but none that seemed quite so powerful or talented, creative, interesting and so fiercely independent. She's not only credited as altering the musical and production palette of hip-hop, she also redefined it from a female perspective. Missy wasn't someone's girlfriend, she wasn't a gangster bitch, and she certainly wasn't a white, middle-aged record company guy's idea of what should work in the music industry. She didn't fit the mold. She ran her own record label, producing and writing her own music, controlling all of her image, all the while being forthright in her lyrics about what she wanted and needed from the people around her. Common themes of respect and fun and female pleasure and pride in success emerge from all of her songs. I'm a cool chick, I got gas but don't make me use it. I'm gonna lose it, I'm about to do it. Shake my ass down to the music. Her videos, mostly directed by Hype Williams, were out of control. Technically engaging some of the highest production values, these clips were off the charts at the time. No one also dressed like this woman. Inflatable garbage bag bodysuits, bedazzled tracksuits. She wore whatever the hell she wanted to wear. She wasn't there for the pleasure of others. She was there for herself. And she wanted us to join her in her pleasure. And we did. Missy Elliott is arguably one of the most important rappers of our time. I'm so glad to have grown up with her music around me. She was the soundtrack to so many of the greatest nights of my life. Thank you, Missy Elliott.
The J-Files.
So I guess it's no surprise then that a couple of MCs from Australia would be inspired by Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Hey, I'm Sally. I'm one half of hip-hop duo Code of Conduct. You're listening to The J-Files on Double J. Missy Elliott was a huge inspiration for me because she, I guess, redefined what it meant to be a female in the rap scene. And I hate to bring things back to gender in music, but she was really the first of her kind to embrace femininity as something powerful and sexuality as something brash rather than, I guess, coy or naive, and she really owned that. She's had a massive impact on me, I guess, partly because of her lyricism, the way she raps on the beat, the stuff she talks about, but mostly because she seems so comfortable with who she is and the way that she presents herself. I want to see all the boys get that booty look. And ladies, I don't care if you move your load too, but I think it's only fair that the boys get it go to get that booty look. We just released a new track. It's called Click Clack Front and Back. The concept of the song is about celebrating the male booty, and it's quite tongue-in-cheek. It's very intentionally a flip on what you would traditionally hear in music, and I guess it's an ode to Missy in that sense because she did really flip those paradigms of what sexuality was, who's allowed to be sexual, who's allowed to objectify, and we kind of wanted to celebrate what she did there and do it in our own kind of Australian way.
You got a bottom holding up your pants for, because it keeps my thoughts in your cheap nose or on your jeans or cords or your Vivo shorts.
Boys, get your booty up. I want to see all of the boys get that booty up. And ladies, I don't care if you move your load too, but I think it's only fair that the boys get it, go to get that booty up.
The J-Files.
On Double J.
So it's pretty clear that looking at the caliber of artists that Missy Elliott has worked with or produced and the albums that she's featured on, not to mention the artists who've agreed to feature on her work, that she's pretty massive and hugely influential. All right, that's it for me. You can read more at doublej.net.au. But before I go, make sure you put together a compilation of all your favourite massive Missy hits and hit the dance floor this weekend. I'm Gab Burke. Catch you later.
The J-Files.